All right, man, we'll go do this before we crack house.
Yeah. This one goes out to all my wizards.
Professor from Calarian Community College.
This is worldwide.
You can't beat me, so you wanna be me?
This is Bubby.
Patreon account, donate a dollar,
go check out all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
the PM, oh, man, all them fucking pussy pics.
Yeah, it's all dick pics.
Fuck it, man, send the dick pics to me.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Shit, you know why? Because I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you want to be me? Always the innovator.
All right, welcome to NG Cardboard Crack House. This is Earl Grey.
Mr. Worldwide, Dolly.
Parking lot.
And we have a special guest back.
Back
again.
Special guest?
He's back.
Fucking disrespect.
The one, the only Watsy lawyer.
Yeah.
Not Watsy, but for Magic.
Yeah. How dare you, the fucking disrespect.
Finally, Biffo has come back to the MTG Cardboard Crack House.
Oh, Jesus.
Episode 221. Ah, let's call it what it's really called. Lord of the Rings Part 3, The Return of the King. But besides that, you know when I show up, someone fucked up. Am I right?
That's true.
Hey, man. Earl Grey, when you brought me here over 100 episodes ago, you knew I was going to be the greatest lawyer of them all. It takes a lot of money to bring the Secretary of Defense on location. Oh, God. What the fuck has been happening since I've been gone? You see the shit going on in the MPL? I haven't seen more cheating and magic since fucking LSV and Ephra were married. Fucking bad. So you know when I show up, it's because someone has to pay the scratch. Earl Grey wants to cut a little check so I can come and save his little fucking boyfriend. What's his name? That fucking Japanese jabroni.
Oh,
Yuya Wakanashi.
Yahoo Wasabi. That motherfucker. Look. I already got... What the fuck? You're an idiot, dude. You're in the fucking MPL, the 32, and you're going to go and try to mark cards? Biffo and Associates are not going to take up your claim. You can pick up that shit with your cousins in the Yakuza. Maybe they could get you fucking out of it. But Biffo, we're out. But that doesn't mean I don't fight for the small guy. DJ Nation, I'm letting you know right now, if Morrow or all those pussies at Watsy got you shook up, big bad Biffo is who you need to look up. I'm fired up. Let's get this shit going.
Woo!
Oh, God, oh I hate God. You.
I missed that so much.
You never know what you miss until it's gone, and then it comes back, and like, oh, my God.
I'm like, God, I haven't heard this in fucking 20-some odd episodes. God, I want to just...
What did Bibble always say? Insane. What do I always say? Never meet your heroes, dude. Look what happened. Ernie dick riding Yuya this, Yuya that. He's the best.
No.
He is garbage.
No.
He's Japanese,
I
and you're
said
all up his
Saito.
Ass.
Saito. He did
well, I do
Saito.
Like the Asian persuasion.
Of course you do.
The women are right. I still got beef with Jap and their porn, man. You guys are fucking up still, but you know, whatever.
Hey,
we'll get
what's
over
the
that.
Matter with tentacle porn, man?
You it's like not
that
the tentacle.
Hey, but you like the tentacle ass, though.
Of course, the tentacle ass,
but
it's ass,
she's
not
Japanese.
Porn. True.
I think his problem is that you don't get to see the penetration.
That's true. All that.
She's got video.
All that pixelated.
Nah,
bullshit.
I don't care. Nah, I don't care about dicks. Like looking at the dicks. I was like, I hate that fucking.
Oh, the sound.
Like, come on, man. Fucking get real.
Come on, your boy starts faking Jeff. Too. Come on, yeah. You can't blame them for that.
You sound like a fucking monkey.
You're gonna fake it. Might as well fake it better. Jesus.
Either way,
Christ.
I'm back. Hey, thanks for all the love, guys. While I've been gone, DJs, and yeah. Let's get this shit rolling. What the fuck am I pissed off about now?
All right, so we had War of the Spark pre-release this weekend.
We didn't just have War of the Spark pre-release, but we had London.
Oh, yeah. We also had the MPL fucking London mulligan rule in full effect.
You know what's crazy? Fuck, I did it again. I saw some shit that I was supposed to save, and I couldn't find it again. But someone posted the one drop usage in MPL London. Guess who wasn't the top five?
I don't want to know.
Faithless Looting was number 7. And most used one drops in MPL London.
Damn. Number 7?
Number 7. Yeah, there are 6 cards that beat, including Ancient Stirrings.
You're talking about just copies per deck?
Yeah,
or
just
or
like
register,
yeah, just
registered copies. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so the London Mulligan rule, or at least the first, very first use of London Mulligan, has not proven that to make Faithless Looting the best, you know, as broken as people thought it was going to be. Instead, it's like, I can't remember. I think it was like, I think Oct was up there. Serum Visions was up there. Bolt was up. Bolt beat Faithless Looting.
It wasn't standard?
No, it was modern.
No, it's modern.
Yeah, modern. Yeah.
They wanted to try it out in modern. It was modern. I think it was modern.
2 weeks ago, we had our first
Eternal.
GP for Legacy.
Yeah, forever.
And a 12-year-old fucking day, too.
Yeah.
But they didn't make any fucking big old stink about it like they did with Dana Fisher.
Of course not. Because it was a boy, dude. Right?
But here it is. It's a fucking little small kid.
Little boy.
Dude, yeah, he's exactly playing Legacy, boy. Man, you know, and he wasn't playing fucking, you know, elves.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Damn.
What do you?
Damn.
What do you play?
You can't cover a story without certain.
Was it
things.
Blue-white control? No.
Oh, something like legit.
Yeah, he was actually playing a legit deck, not fucking.
But it wasn't like,
you know,
some combo-centric one though. I think it was control. I think he played control.
12 years old.
Hey man, day 2's GP. Come on, man.
That's pretty good, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, shit. Hey, good I for mean, him. I have never even day 2'd anything.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck Watson. Hey, 12-year-old crack house. Shout out right now, dude.
It's 12-year-old.
You guys are the bad.
Hey,
you're
man,
a bad motherfucker.
So we're at our local LGS, right, man? It's Friday night. I'm sitting there. We're playing some EDH out front, man. There's a Chinese guy in there, right?
At the LGS?
Yeah, at our local LGS. And his playmat. Make America Great Again.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it gets better. Oh, he had a fucking... a book that said something for Democrats, and it was completely blank.
Damn.
It was like how to be a Democrat, and it was just a blank book.
Who
and he
is
was
this
sitting
guy?
There reading it.
Just some.
You didn't talk to
the guy is from
guy.
Porterville.
Damn.
He's from Porterville?
He's a Porterville player.
Well, I hope he comes back in. I'll talk to that guy. I'll be like, damn, boy, you're just here to troll.
He was there with Travis.
Oh.
Anybody talk shit to him?
No.
No, of course.
No, come on, man.
Well, apparently, you know, this is like a cesspool, all the fucking toxic shit going on at the LGS.
Oh, it's the toxic.
Oh, wait a minute. It doesn't fucking happen.
Magic.
Oh, it doesn't fucking happen.
Nah, dude's probably the same dude that walked into my casino the other day. He was wearing a MAGA hat.
That was the other thing. He was wearing a MAGA hat, dude.
One of the dealers was like, hey, man, I like your hat. This dude's like Asian as fuck. And he goes, oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I fought 2 different wars, you know, protecting my country to wear this hat. I was like, you fought 2 wars to wear a MAGA hat? You're dumb as fuck. You're the reason why our army sucks. If you fought 2 wars just to wear that.
Yeah. He's also on Pearl Harbor, but I don't know what side, but you know what?
Oh, fuck.
It's like he was badly wounded, so he might have been.
I was at Pearl Harbor.
No, man, I was back at
Wounded Knee. I dropped in Pearl Harbor.
What? I was back at Wounded Knee. You know, I was with my long hair. I was the one with a bow and arrow.
The first
man.
Battle of Appomattox.
What's the war of the spark now, motherfucker? Let's go.
I would have been a planeswalker if I'd taken arrows to the knee.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Hey, dude, you should get one of those. It said Vietnam Veteran War of the Spark. Those black and yellow.
No, hey, you know what, man? We should make one of those for Magic players. You know, War of the Spark.
Spark Veteran.
Spark Veteran.
Spark Veteran.
War of the Spark.
Vet.
Hey, you know what? Because you know some of them kids got fucking PTSD, man, from doing that shit, man. Oh, it's so traumatizing. Domri Raid got fucking killed the first minute of the fucking thing.
Not only that, but he got featured on three different pictures at three different positions.
Oh my god, and you know what happened? He goes, Bolas, I'm with you. And you know what Bolas did? Snapped his fingers and goes, nope.
Thanos snapped me, bro. Man. It was the weirdest experience.
So he was the first
man.
Casualty. Oh, I got PTSD, man, because you know what? Oh, God, man, that's traumatizing.
Yeah. Bro, don't they put those on Wikipedia? I'll look it up. Yeah. War of the Spark. How many casualties?
I was there. When Gideon took that death from Liliana. I seen it.
Oh, what about Dovin Bond? Chandra set him on fire, but he still lived, even though he's a charcoal.
I saw Dovin Bond get his ass spent.
Yeah, man, I got to look at a lot of the new art. Man, there's some cool art on that shit, especially that Gideon Blackblade, dude. Mm-hmm. That shit's bad.
Yeah. Yes. You know, we forgot one creature during that whole Blackblade thing when we were talking about it.
What creature?
Heir to Blackblade. Killed.
No, fuck that guy. That guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to erase him.
Snap him.
Yeah, we just snapped. Yeah, yeah. He's gone.
So what are we talking about today, Earl Grey?
We're going to talk about the Avengers, man. Endgame.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. No. I'm out. Bye. Yeah.
Hey,
goodbye.
It's your old fault, man. You should have went inside. Everyone else has.
I know.
Dude, I still haven't seen it. I already know what happened.
I got the bootleg if you want it.
Already? Shit.
It's been out.
That shit was on YouTube.
The bootleg. It's been out, bro.
Bro, that shit was on YouTube. What you mean? Shit was on YouTube. Well, like,
guys,
2 hours after.
If you have Arena, go put in Play War Spark, all one word.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself some free fucking packs.
Free packs.
Play War Spark.
Play War Spark.
Play War Spark.
So you have to do it just like it said. Capital P-L-A-Y. Capital W-A-R. Capital S-P-A-R-K.
Yes, so he wants a free pack.
Get yourself some three free packs and maybe pull that fucking that sweet ass foil lily.
Nah, pull that nigga Bolas dog.
The digital one.
Yep.
No. The digital one.
Well, they have a specialty thing going on right now. If you buy 50 packs, it's like $50.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Danny tried to hook that up because, you know, he's all arenaed out. He was all happy. He's like, hey, man, I fucking got my 50 packs and all that shit. He called me the other day. Hey, man, I didn't get my fucking 50 packs. I guess you have to confirm an email or something. I go, well, fucking check your email, stupid ass.
Jesus Christ.
They refunded my money. I go, well, there you go.
Oh, and that was only for the limit. That
yeah, I know. He can't do it no more. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, well.
Sucks to be him.
Damn. That sucks. It's a good thing I got my 50 packs. What?
Damn. All right, so Mythic Championships was this weekend.
Mythic.
Also, you know, we had pre-release weekend. You know, that London Mulligan, that Mythic Championship over in London, and how they fucked all those LGSs out of freaking War of the Spark pre-release. Mm-hmm. You know, let's just hold it on the same fucking weekend. But you know what? We're going to allow you to play your events on Thursday.
It's so fucking dumb.
On fucking Thursday.
So dumb.
Hey, what's up with the potato wedge, man? He made it over. He made it across the pond.
Yeah, I did. Did he make it back? On Gio's dime, fool. You didn't hear? Gio fucking fucked that shit.
We saw it, man. It's still up and running too. His Patreon or his
fundraiser.
His fundraiser.
Yeah, I saw you guys post on it. So does that mean he never cashed it out?
I don't know.
Maybe. How does that work?
Maybe he never did. I don't know.
What if he did?
I mean, he could have cashed it out and just kept the same one running. So now it's just a crew.
There was some dude that fucking gave him some money within like the last week.
Of course.
Yeah, he's new to the game, man.
Nah, man. He's just thinking, like, oh, yeah.
That's Gio's cousin, fool.
Fuck.
Hey, Gio, you missed me, dog? Hey, motherfucker, my back hurts too.
No, so damn. What better way to celebrate War of the Spark to watch Mythic Championship 2, the survival of Autumn Burchett?
Oh, what you God. Mean, survival of Autumn Burchett?
Can we? No, no.
What do you even mean?
Hey, what's pretty good is you know, she got invited or he got invited, whatever got invited.
It got invited.
It got invited.
Now that Yuya is being kicked off the fucking WPN, or not WPN, but the MPL.
Mm-hmm. Will its other half be allowed to take over the second
is
spot?
Is Emma Handjob going to be the next one on board?
I thought he already was.
He was the secondary invite.
Yeah.
But not part of the real...
The 32, bro.
32.
The elite.
You know, the ones that actually get really paid.
Mm-hmm.
The okay. New World Order.
Maybe. He gets that half contract.
But Adam Burchett, that dude fucking won something, though, right? He won like
won the first Mythic Championship.
So he got in because he's a 32.
No, he won the invitational.
He was added into the 36, is what it was. Because they added the four big winners of the last... For that big tournament that okay. first happened.
But the girlfriend hasn't won shit, right?
No.
Thank God, no.
So if they do that, then that's not... Yeah. You know what, man? I don't even care. Fucking do it just to piss everybody off.
But, I mean, they can't piss
but
them off.
No, but what I'm looking at is, you know who my pick is for this one?
Travis Wu.
No.
Woo!
Even better. The professor.
I was going to say Todd Stevens.
That would be cool.
Hey,
throw Pat Sullivan up there.
Hey, yeah. They can bring back Owen.
Yeah, bring back Owen.
Fuck him. Fuck Owen Turnwell.
Jerry T.
Oh man. Hey, so you know, I gotta bring it up, man. So you've seen all the shit that we talked about in DJ and Chatman about Owen.
You mean OT?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Overtime OT.
Dude, they did him wrong, man.
Of course they did. There are even people being like, yeah, we don't have any actual evidence, but we know he did it, so it doesn't
matter.
Let's
keep it under wraps so nobody fucking knows anything, because it makes the MPL look bad.
Yeah, and then everybody on Twitter is all like, we want
evidence,
we want
evidence. They're
already
fucking showing now that all the MPL are fucking cheaters.
Yep. Cheating going on, everything like that, but hey, don't let a fucking girl tell somebody something that you did something. Hey, you know what? Fucking parking lot grabbed me in the ass. Parking lot, not even...
Oh!
What happened?
Jesus Christ.
Wow, there's some extra noises.
It's called assholes fucking posting up on DGen chat.
No, that's right.
Damn,
yeah,
man.
Jesus Christ.
You're supposed to mute that shit when we're doing this.
Either way, but like I said, you know... parking lot. God forbid you cheat. God forbid you do anything like that. But if fucking Autumn Burchett or whoever else wants to say like that motherfucker grabbed me in the ass, get the fuck out of here. You're off.
We already know what's talking about.
Don't trip on that million you're gonna win, bro.
Hey, first of all, you grab Autumn Burchett's ass, we're gonna have a long conversation.
Yeah, parking lot.
They didn't talk to you about some problems.
If anything's gonna happen to Autumn Burchett, it'd be kicked in the nuts.
Hey, if you're shit faced drunk, I've seen you drunk.
Yeah, that it won't happen. Nuh-uh. Not a dude.
So you'd have whiskey dick?
Shit, I have whiskey dick sober. You kidding me? Fuck.
Hey, all I know is that Autumn got invited, and then Autumn failed.
Yeah?
So how was the Mythic Championship 2 survival?
Let's just say the fittest. Let's just say that Autumn took...
BR?
Yeah. Autumn took OT spot, and then... possibly took like had the worst record imaginable.
What was that?
I think it was literally
O and X.
Yeah. Oh,
like got last place. Last place, like 100%, like the worst player.
Dang.
We went from winning the first because you know it stared down its competition submission, and then finally got you know the chance to show what it's got, and it failed.
Yeah.
It got last place.
You guys always talk about the stare. Are you scared of the stare?
Bro, you seen that stare?
I've seen it.
No, I've seen it in person, though.
If you go to the MPL website where it shows all the players and it has all their profile pictures, its photo is still that stupid ass leather jacket with the cockeyed, twisted fucking face stare.
Fucking died, whoever said that.
And because everybody else has their, you know, paid and bought their shirts,
yep.
But they didn't want to wait to, you know, throw it up there. So they just used the photo from when it won.
Yeah.
And it's still the scariest fucking face imaginable.
You guys go hard on the it part.
Call the girls.
Bro, it is Freddy Krueger's nightmares.
All right, so if you guys don't know what the fucking MPL is, it's Magic Pro League. They had this stupid ass thing called what's it called? Magic Fest, Mythic Championship,
Mythic Qualifier.
Yeah. Well, this one's the championship. So every 3 months we're gonna have a Mythic Championship here. Let's give you the rundown. So prize amount: first place gets 50,000, second place is 20,000, third through fourth is 15th, fifth through eighth is 10.
This is the qualifier.
No, this is the championship.
The main thing.
They pay all the way down to 500th place. The problem is, there's not 500 motherfuckers playing in this motherfucker.
Earl Grey brought this up before we started, and I'd mentioned it's probably because they're expecting that's going to be the cap that they'll allow once it picks up, because it is classified as an e-sport now, and it's doing all right as an e-sport. So,
well, yeah, we'll bring that up here shortly, yeah. Because for the e-sport actually made Daddy Hasbro money. So yeah.
Oh, fuck it, yeah.
It made him a lot of fucking money.
It's working.
We can get to that in a minute.
So from that number, it looks like it's projected Watsy's going to try and get 500.
Up to 500 motherfuckers to play this. So we're looking at 500.
Autumn chips.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't know that, man.
And
every single one of them is going to come out the woodwork, man.
No, yeah. But some of the D-gens are fucking ranked, bro, aren't bro, they? You, they'll bro, show up. What's
bro,
up?
Bro, you know what? You
hey,
know
let me buy
happen?
Your jersey.
You know what's going to happen? I guarantee you, like 3 months maybe, like the end of summer, you're going to hear Sprankle get invited.
Oh, bro. Well, she's back, bro. If you didn't hear, man, she's actually back. She's starting to do her cosplay
hold
again.
Hold on, hold on. I'm glad I'm sitting down. I'm shocked. Fuck out of here with the fucking thoughts, dude. Like, I don't know what this is like. And then no one will say nothing, bro. It's like,
well, that's the thing.
Fuck it.
You remember, because when you first started coming onto the podcast, we were always talking about fucking Magic Hoes and Magic Thoughts, man. You know, Magic Hoes ain't loyal.
These
just like
hoes
the song.
Ain't loyal.
You know, they want cars, they want fucking money, they want that prestige, they want to fucking show off the fucking Black Lotus with the fucking Alpha Investments t-shirt on. Sorry, Rudy, but you know what? That's a fucking thought, and those cards are fucking fake. So,
she went Ninja Proxy like me?
Yeah, exactly. None of those are great, and they all look fucking mint condition, too. I zoomed in very well.
Very well, he said.
She's all right.
I got that 55-inch TV on the wall. I mean, I can look.
It's all controlled opposition, I'm telling you guys. Yeah. Biffle's going to be the last laugh.
Wow. But when you look at it, Magic Hoes ain't loyal.
These hoes ain't loyal.
I saw some on fucking Friday night, man. When you pull this card, I'm going to get it from my deck. And I was like, oh, bitch, you want.
That sucks.
Tony's like, yeah, I've been dry as a motherfucker. I want somebody to suck my dick.
Either way.
Hey, you got magic cards, man. Just fucking whip those out there.
Bro, I can't even go to F&M right now. I'm supposed to pick up a magic hoe.
it doesn't
you ain't
matter
find
it
any
is.
There.
It
that's
matter
all right.
If it's in cosplay or if it's in.
Hey, you missed the one that was there, man. So she was a little blonde. She had shape.
Was it the little girl that hangs out?
No,
the
not that one. No, this is a different one. She was taller. She had the width, but not the depth, bro.
You send me picture, man.
I mean,
yeah,
shape wise, but when you turn it sideways,
it was flat.
But she had that white woman disease, man.
Yeah, I know.
Called no ass at all.
Yeah,
no
but, ass it, at but all. It ain't too bad because like when you got it bent over and looking down, it still looks big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when you're pounding bone, though,
oh yeah,
that is not fun.
Yeah,
some people get a kick out of that though.
I don't.
I know, neither do I, but I'm just saying.
I don't.
It exists. Some people are just weird like that.
Magic hoe.
Either way, it doesn't matter if it's magic, cosplay.
I love you. I love my old lady, man. She got thick ass.
Or fucking.
Yes, you do.
Or fucking.
Hey, it's your mom, man. Shut up.
Insane.
Oh, you didn't know, man. We adopted Tony. So
yeah. He's adopted Tony's 20 fucking something years old.
Hey, my kid, man. Shut up, man.
Adoptions is completely legal in the world, all right?
Yep.
It's just ceremony, I know.
35 cents a day.
35 cents a day.
Oh, he's a Patreon.
Hey,
now?
At least I know where he's at now. When he gets, you know.
Yeah, whenever I'm gone, my hiatus.
But no, there's some thoughts there this weekend for Magic. I mean, dude, it was a lot of new players. A lot of new players.
PewDiePie, bro.
Yeah, it's true. PewDiePie.
Right? Well, none of them were doing the Yu-Gi-Oh player thing going, why can't I block? Why can't I block?
What do you mean I can't attack his creatures? I can only attack him. What do you mean? Like, well, bitch, you fucking dumb.
I'm so confused. Oh my God. Yeah, that is fucking like stupid. Jesse's too. Like,
what the fuck are you guys talking about?
I've never played
okay,
you.
So,
I'll show you. Don't worry, I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, basically, small segment. There is a pro Yu-Gi-Oh player who tried Arena for the first time.
Oh.
Going into it completely blind, learn how to play the game. And this fucker, it's actually hilarious to watch as he's understanding the game. And at the end of it, he hates it. Absolutely hates
it. Yeah, just send it to me. I'll watch it.
Yeah,
that's all right. The only Yu-Gi-Oh thing I ever I love how there's like a gang of fucking brothers in Yu-Gi-Oh that like to fight nerds.
Hey, you want to know why there's a lot of brothers in Yu-Gi-Oh? Because every card in Yu-Gi-Oh is stolen.
Is that why?
Oh, yeah. I kid you not.
Tony, what's up with your people, bro? They love Yu-Gi-Oh?
Every card in fucking Yu-Gi-Oh is stolen.
Hey, there's hella fucking black dudes that love Dragon Ball Z too, huh?
Yeah. That I don't fucking get, but yeah.
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 They all want to be Goku, man. They all want to go over 9,000.
Yeah, but all of them sound and act like Piccolo, so explain that
nah,
shit.
No, it's just because that scrawny-ass black kid went
Super Saiyan.
And everyone wants to do it. What's his name, Jaden or whatever?
Yeah. FYI, Alex Jones went Super Saiyan, too. Just gotta go on YouTube. That, yeah.
Well, he also went Hulk, too.
He did, too, yeah. All
right, well, what the fuck are we talking about? Just like I remember.
So the Mythic Championship, man, happened. Who won?
I don't know. I was only interested in what happened to the It. That was it. I didn't give a fuck about anything else.
Just the It. That was
I don't
it.
Watch the fucking champ. Dude, I can't watch the championship, man. I saw Reed Duke actually had a beard now. I think it's a mourning beard because his brother in arms, Owen's no longer there.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got to look at least a little masculine.
I got to pick it up.
Well, yeah, man. Come on. Owen had that predator look on his face, man, when he was out and about.
Predator?
Hell yeah, man. With that Hitler fucking hairdo?
Dude, it's just so annoying to me. Like, you know, hey, we're going to drop this dude from the MPL, replace him, and then, like, no explanation.
There was zero. There was a lot of people that are hitting up Watsy's Twitter. On Friday, going,
what the fuck?
Well, what's going on? I know you dropped it, but we still want to know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was sexual misconduct. That was it. That's all it
they did. Didn't say that, though. Watsy said sexual
misconduct. Watsy didn't say sexual misconduct. Someone that was in the know said sexual misconduct.
Don't give a fuck. I want Watsy.
It just happened to be your boy, Potato Wedge, from the Man of Short.
Oh, of course. He's all in the drama.
But, so, if we want to touch on this, the winning deck from London was by a guy named Eli Loveman playing five color humans.
Yeah. McLovin?
McLovin.
Oh, shit.
McLovin.
What's up, gangsters?
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm just standing.
What did he play, humans?
Five color humans.
Not bad. I like that deck.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Pretty good. Let's see. Second place.
I just read an article about day one be dominated by turn three with Karn.
Second place was Affinity. Yeah.
Of course it was.
They were supposed to be. Dude, let me pull up the.
I don't know why somebody of these say eighth place. There's like 5 8th place decks. Fourth place was Tron.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Mono Green Tron at that. Yeah, Mono Green Tron was fourth. So, and there's an Izzet Phoenix deck in there somewhere. But overall, just a quick skim, the rundown of the decks was top 8 was 3 human decks, 2 Trons, 1 Titan Shift, 1 Affinity, 1 Izzet Phoenix. The top 8 breakdown. So, you know, good for, you know, Mr. Lovegood with a human win.
Oh, damn, BBD was in top 8. He played human.
Fuck BBD too. Fuck. Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm thinking of... Fuck him. Yeah, fuck him.
Hey. He's the one that didn't like the fucking fact that...
Yeah. People were hating on him?
Yeah.
Go suck a dick, dude.
Hey, so, hey, your boy Thine Win had Titan Shifts.
Thine Win. The Thigh Win.
So these are the way the decks broke down. Coming out of Tampa, they had Izzet Phoenix. Burn and Tron were the big main decks out of Phoenix. Out of GP, Balboa, Calgary, and fucking San Paulo, Again, was Red Green, Valakut, again, Phoenix, Titan Shift, Storm, and Scales.
Hey, Mythic Championship 2 had 514 players, according to this article.
The London one?
Yeah.
514 players?
514 players, 16 rounds of action.
Earl Grey was telling me it was 64.
As far as I know, they only fucking talk about the top fucking 64 players.
Of course, because no one doesn't matter.
Fuck, yeah.
That's the whole reason why they're there, to promote that shit. If you can beat these, you probably can make it to the top.
Yeah, you might get a contract.
So, let me see. You? Portland had Jund, Humans, Spirits, Burn.
Oh, that'd be a badass deck, Jund, Humans for Modern.
Ooh.
That'd be sick.
Had Death Shadow, Tron, Ironworks, and Scales. But Clack Clan Ironworks is no longer...
Well, no shit.
So why is it called
that's
Ironworks?
Why. It's because they want to ban the Crack Clan. Look, as the Grand Dragon...
They already did ban it.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. As the Grand Dragon of the Crack Clan, y'all motherfuckers are lucky. That shit would have been Crack Clan, Crack Clan, Crack Clan, Crack Clan.
Oh, it definitely would have. But...
It's all right. We're too good.
Yeah, first place got 50K, or at least in the Myth Championship, 50K, then 20K, then 15. Two 15s, four 10s, some 6s.
As you guys 50K? Can really tell... Yeah, 50K, man.
Is that before Commander and before shipping?
Yeah.
Hey. And the best thing about it is, if you're part of the MPL, the ones that are actually getting paid by WotC, you remember, you get paid something like $30,000 a year.
Yeah,
or $36,000 a year.
Nah, man. Remember, it's like...
Big
it's like,
money.
Nah, man. It's like $75,200.
Oh yeah, it's something like fucking $12,000 a month.
Yeah,
plus Twitch.
But hey, just remember, you got to put hashtag sponsored. If you're a bitch like Brian Brown doing, you're gonna cry about it.
Yeah, you guys can really tell that we really don't give two shits about the fucking Mythic Championships,
Not really.
It doesn't impact anything that we do. It doesn't impact our local standard scene. It doesn't impact... Oh, let me see.
Well, first of all...
It doesn't impact fucking Commander, because Commander is not a real fucking format. Yeah,
first of all, this was Modern, so obviously it's not going to affect Standard, but even if this was Standard, it only affects Standard in terms of we already know what the best deck's going to be. Is it Phoenix is still around?
Still?
Wow. Yeah. White, red, or mono white.
Well, now that we had the pre-release this weekend, I'm looking at Super Friends is going to be... I don't know what version of Super Friends...
Pick one, dude. How many planeswalkers and shit are there?
Well, dude, I'm hoping that Jund's planeswalkers is going to be a deck.
I don't think so.
I think Jund
has the best removal for planeswalkers, but probably doesn't have the best color.
Does it could be Dimir or some shit?
It'll probably
dude, Ashiok is a beast, bro. Ashiok is
fucking... That card shouldn't exist. That should not,
Ashiok is a beast.
That should not be an uncommon.
Drew was a... he didn't draft... He just got his packs and opened them up, and that was it, and dropped.
Mm-hmm.
He had two Ashioks for his draft pool.
Fuck, he would have wrecked.
Oh, yeah. He also had the black planeswalker, the Ringwraith.
Darien.
Yeah. So, I mean, dude, his pool was fucking sick. And I'm sitting going like, man, too bad you didn't just play. He's all, eh.
Yeah, if I didn't miss the earlier one, I would have had a double Karn for a nice pool. If I had played with that, I'd been like, that'd been interesting. But the problem is there's not a lot of artifacts in Sealed right now. So yeah, it's just kind of mediocre.
It's one planeswalker per pack, right?
One planeswalker per pack.
Hold on. No, let's rephrase that. It's...
Is one guaranteed.
One guaranteed per pack. You can get two in a pack.
You can get three.
Oh, didn't even think about that. Yeah,
you can
get
three in a pack. It's any shadow
rarity, right?
You can get your rare mythic as a planeswalker. You can get the guaranteed planeswalker, and your foil can be a planeswalker.
Oh,
including your commons and uncommons. Uncommons.
Yeah. You're guaranteed
one, and then the foil. I believe it's only two, because that's the way all the packs that I opened was. It was either an uncommon or the rare. And that was it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the option of a foil, which is, you know, random as hell. But, so, it's max two per pack. And even at that, I mean, pulling a double Karn in two different packs, I mean, just, that's fucking dumb. Yeah,
some guy posted a picture in one of the Facebook chats. He opened,
What was it, Triple Ugin?
No, he opened Nicol Bolas and foil Karn in the same pack.
Yeah, like, that's dumb. That is dumb good.
Yeah.
It seemed like there was a lot of value in this, real grand.
There it is.
Hey.
Biffo. Fuck you.
Hashtag true value.
Biffo, there was so much value in this. Every pack is chock full of value, Biffo.
Oh, my God. I was like, fucking, I'd listen to you guys, and I'd just fucking be pissed
off. I mean, think about it. Yeah. When I sat down, these two looked with my two pulls sets that I came out. One of them's walking away with $25 worth of shit. The other one's walking away with 30. That means I saved up like five cards for myself. So $5, and I say, and I've got like $40 in cards I'm keeping.
Don't even say the fucking word. That is ultra true value.
So I know the listeners probably heard this shit. There's no fucking thing as infinite value. Another fucking thing, dude.
It was. Every pack he opened up was infinite value, bro.
Bro, I swear to God, I was pissed. No. I almost hit the fucking drive-thru lady, which had me for extra value meal.
You want to know why? You know why there's infinite value, bro?
There's no such thing, bro.
Crack a pack.
No, there is. No, I'll tell you.
You remember the pack wars back in the day? Every time you crack a pack, you the highest fucking would get the fucking pack. Infinite fucking value.
No, hold on. No, I'll tell you right now.
I knew a guy that went fucking five fucking boxes before he lost.
I'll tell you infinite value is okay. I've only been able to do this once. Back when Pally was on White Lane.
Yeah.
When the first return to Ravnica came around, the first return we returned for the very first time, and everyone lost their shit. They were doing. They had what we called the gauntlet, which was you bought three packs, and you sold what was money, and then if it equaled up to 10 or more, then you just bought three more packs, and you kept going.
Infinite value before.
Infinite value because every time I pulled a Shockland, I sold the Shockland and was able to buy three more packs. I kept going. If I got a foil one, I could sell that. I was able to get six. I almost went through the whole box off of $10.
Okay. So $10 got you 100 and something. That's not what the fuck is infinite? That's what I'm talking about. There's no such thing as infinite. Infinite value.
Hey,
infinite
value. You get infinite value on Arena. You get to play for fucking free. You don't have to spend money. All hashtag you gotta do is play.
Mm-hmm.
Infinite fucking value, bro.
You just gotta grind like that. You have no life. If you want to do it the freeway.
Yeah, that's fine.
You want to take the highway, you buy it. All I know if is, you want to do the freeway, you grind.
I call his ass and he go, man, I hate it when you fucking say fucking infinite value, bro. And that's the reason I said that. I was like, hey, Biffo.
No, we're doing a poll today on the fucking DJ chat. What the fuck, dude? How many of these guys are fucking stupid?
What levels of value are true levels?
Value, infinite. It's like I told you, it's like absolute zero, bro. It doesn't exist.
So I feel like mentioning a random somebody else that's freezing for no reason. So, you know. My record was Fat Nasty over losing his gamble searches.
Oh,
I am
Jesus.
Now 3-0.
God damn.
For his gamble searches.
Oh yeah, dude.
You're welcome, Fat Nasty.
He hates
welcome.
That shit, man.
Gamble search. I don't
know. Okay.
For his EDH deck.
EDH.
He
needs to stop choosing me to choose what he discards to gamble because I always find the card he searched for.
Mm-hmm. No value.
I'm 3-0, motherfucker.
No value.
Absolute value.
There's no value. I get there's no value. There's good value. Extra value. There's no fucking infinite value.
And there's
bro.
True value.
True value. Now the new ultra value.
Ultra value. Jesus Christ.
So, all right, man. So what's going on with Daddy Hasbro?
Daddy Hasbro is doing really fucking well right now. Stock prices have jumped $20 since the day before their first quarter financial call for 2019, went from $88 to $102.50. So, nice. Yeah, they're doing really comfortable right now.
I love the fact dude, he's trying to talk fucking so, you know, serious and shit.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to bring in the Wolf of Watsy. He's just trying to bring in some numbers.
It's not Wolf. It's Wolf.
First of all, it's Wolf. And second,
it's like Wolf.
Second, you just want to get through this because it's finally something you contribute to the podcast.
Hey, the fucking disrespect, bro. Relax, dude.
I can't even. When I look at him, I try to picture him as like Rudy, and I go, no, not even close, man. Hey, but I have to ask Biffo. Biffo, what do you think about those alpha investments, those 34.999%?
No, it's 34.69%
women's t-shirts that Rudy's selling now on his site.
That Rudy's old lady was wearing.
Because they're He was going like
is
this.
Is that what that shirt said? Hey,
hey. He's like this. They're extra stretchy.
Yeah. I didn't even read it.
You have to watch it.
Yeah, you have to watch it. They got some spring to
it. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I saw the picture. I was paying attention to something else.
All right, you got to watch the video.
You guys all know my feeling about Rudy. So.
But you got to watch that particular video, man.
Hey, it's got we'll make sure to leave you in the trunk when we go to Vegas.
Damn. That's cool. I'll tell him to his face.
Wait,
I'll say that right now.
I don't think Rudy's going this year.
Yeah, you've been saying it.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to be there.
Rudy's
never
not
going
to be there this Vegas.
I was going to tell him, dude. He's fucking controlled opposition. Controlled opposition put in by Watsy. That's what that is. But Earl Grey will dick ride him to the earth.
To the very end.
All right. Hey, to the gates of hell with Rudy.
Infinite riding value, bro. Infinite value. All right, parking lot. Go ahead.
Go ahead, parking lot with the shit that no one cares about.
I know, right? Nobody cares.
The disrespect.
The disrespect. I'm so used to it. I don't fucking care anymore. So 24% revenue increase for entertainment licensing digital segment, a.k.a. Hey, Arena's doing really fucking well. It's earning them all their money now. Hey,
Arena's doing very well, but they killed their other fucking...
They killed Moto.
They killed Moto.
Yeah. They killed Moto, Keyforge.
Moto's been shot. They killed Keyforge.
Because why?
Hey!
People would literally log into Moto to play fucking, let me see, Cube.
Commander.
Especially during Christmas time, they had the
Christmas
cubes.
The holiday cubes.
Then they have Commander still, and then Modern's the only other format that's really played on Moto.
Yeah, since Arena, are you going to play Standard?
You can.
You can play the dumbed-down version,
Arena?
Yeah.
Flash and shit? Yeah.
It's like, hey, look, I saw Nimizzet. Look at him. He's on my screen for five seconds.
Ooh, he's full art now. And what, Biffo, what do you think about having card sleeves now?
On that thing?
Yeah. On fucking Arena.
You know what? I want to go hard on these.
You're keeping those cards mint.
Yeah, bro.
That's real value.
That's true value.
Those fucking sleeves.
All the digital fucking wear on these things.
That's infinite value.
That's true infinite value.
I wanted to go so hard on that shit, but your boy Biffo is not a hypocrite, man. I've spent some money on some fucking skins on Destiny, dude. So, you know what, man? I can't go hard on it, but it does show like it's like the deck, it'll have the symbol on it, right? That's all you're playing with.
It's like the classic solitaire from back in the day.
No. They're just like a color, huh?
Yeah, they have images. Especially image skins now and everything, too.
Okay, because if it was just the color, I was like, you're a fucking idiot.
The color, like the Ultra Pro sleeve mana symbols, and then they added some Planeswalkers. And I think they're expanding it to some legendary creatures.
The one that I was tripping on was the foil. Like, you could foil your cards in that. I was like,
the alternate arts and things like that.
Alternate art's different, but like, you're going to foil some shit. Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Yeah, the full art fucking. Yeah.
Pure value? Hey, I hope the professor can rip that shit.
Nah, he won't even be able to rip those, man.
These card sleeves aren't as good as the other ones.
Yeah,
This is not true value.
These
digital sleeves tear so easily when shuffled. Oh my god,
these sleeves are garbage.
So that's all you got for Watsy, man?
Yeah, in all reality, they're doing good.
So what are you saying? I should go buy stock
because
go dance with the devil?
You should have already bought stock.
You probably should.
You already danced with the devil when you come onto this podcast, bro.
No, that's all if we were actually like in, like actually have a chance to get banned.
Now,
we're the tip of the spear.
My biggest question now, since, you know, Biffo hasn't been around, man. So what do you think about that intro?
Oh, fucking DJ Piecemeal, my homeboy, dude. Hey, brother, thank you for that, dude. That fucking intro is fucking legit.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I appreciate
it. Was good.
Him, man.
It was good.
I really appreciate that. We got a couple of fucking badass musicians in that are DJs, man.
Yeah.
So you know what? Cardboard Crack House coming up, homeboy. You better fucking watch out.
Hell, man, it's called Infinite Value.
2019.
Speaking of value, man. Speaking of value meals, we have a Patreon, man. $1 and $5 tiers. We also have those specialty tiers, man. If you want Parking Lot to call you once a month and tell you what he's eating, or just do the ASMR shit, man. You know.
No, fuck
No, take it to the next level. He'll do a mukbang for you. He'll just eat a bunch of food with you.
Yeah.
Just video call you and just sit there talking about your lives while you're chomping on a bunch of fucking food.
Exactly.
Episode 1 will be Oreos.
There you go.
I mean, come on. We got a man that is setting one day a month
to have
us all on.
Yeah. Then he turns it to money in the bank. He turns it in. Yeah, when that was an interesting day, man. So, like, you know, I think a lot of you guys know that I think me and Tony kind of just pop in here and there, but... When Callum throws in the money in the bank, we were all in there. It was a fun day. It was cool. I liked it.
Strange.
We'll do that.
So for as little as 23 cents a day or, you know, a dollar a month.
Yeah.
You can be on DGen chat with us.
Yep. Or if you don't want to be in DGen chat, you can join us on our Discord.
Yeah, man. We got a Discord.
We got that going on now, too.
It's not very active, but it can be. We get more people.
Yeah, fair.
Been working on it. Been working on the t-shirts, prototypes, and whatnot. So
we got big things planned. We still got Vegas in a few
months.
Yeah,
do we have a head count for Vegas? We haven't even tried.
I think it's just us four.
Yeah. There's gonna be a couple people there. Yeah. Just know.
Hey, don't worry.
Well, we know Gio's gonna be there.
And then I got that.
I think most supportive crew won't go until next year. I think.
Man, what's up with all you guys, man? That's supposed to be the year. This is where we throw down.
It's just like shit, you know. Shit.
That's
shit,
right.
Happens out of nowhere.
We'll put me versus Gio. Remember the EDH match of the century?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So we also got social media. We got Instagram, Facebook. We got Twitter.
Yeah. Please don't message us on Twitter. Like, please don't.
Yeah, I've been going on there, man. Look at their porn. Just.
Yeah. I mean, don't. It's like, there's no
porn. I gotta like it, man, because you know why? It pisses off all these SJW. SJW Magic players.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You like a porn star? I'm not going to fucking follow you no more. Sweet.
Shut up,
thank
dude.
Thank God, you weak-ass bitch.
Because someone's really going to make a big old shit that a fucking crack house is fucking following a porn star.
They did.
Yeah. To other people. It wasn't directly
if you're
to
a
us,
Twitch but... streamer and this chick finds out that you... And she follows you on Twitch or Twitch.
And she finds out you watch
porn. And then
porn.
She watch porn or you like the porn star or something on Twitter. She would unfollow you and fucking then blast you on her fucking Twitter feed.
Mm-hmm.
What is that going
to
do to
that
us?
That almost sounds like an award.
Like, we could. I tell you, dude, let them. It'll only empower us.
Can we lure
it'll
that
only
one
empower
in
us.
And just get
I
the free
the
advertisement
hate.
From it?
Oh, no, you're going to blast the cardboard crackers that we like porn. We talk about fucking... Do you even know what we talk about?
Pretty sure the first, like, 10 minutes, there was something about, like, Japanese porn. So, I mean...
I tell you, bro. No, dude, the way this community talks, they know about us. They just... What are they going to do? What are you going to do?
They still want to promote us because they just like
what the fuck are they going to do? Nothing. They can't. It was like, don't listen to these guys. Well, for one thing,
that's
you
what
weren't
we should,
anyway.
That's what we should do for a t-shirt. We should take that fucking dude's, what's it called? His fucking review of us and put on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I'd rock that.
Man babies.
Or pass out cards that say, don't listen to the cardboard crack house. They talk about rape and what else? Yeah. Oh, we're homophobic.
Misogynistic.
Racist
man baby. Yeah.
They won't do it.
But if you're into that sort of thing.
And who's this chick? What's she look like?
She looks like, she looks like Autumn.
Right. So parking lot still grab that ass?
Yeah.
At least that ass wasn't a dick before. You know?
That is true.
So. All right, guys. This is Earl Grey.
This is Mr. Worldwide. Dolly.
Parking lot.
The fuck, man. I'm so rusty now. Rusty's I'm fly, the bro. Grand Dragon of the Crack Clan, the Secretary of Defense.
He's got no
I had a bunch of them, but my favorite one, my new one, Cyclonic Biff.
Cyclonic Biff.
All right, guys. We'll see you in the next
Return
one.
Return all permanent.